This is old-time radio drama. Good evening. I'm Norman Gilliland. We'll have science fiction fore and aft tonight, which is to say we'll have both Adventures of Tom Corbett from 1952 in Escort of Death. We'll also have, toward the 10:30 part of our evening, X-1 with A Sense of Wonder from 1956. In between, Theater Guild on the Air with a story called Escape. And Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, will put in an appearance also. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Jackie is over here, meaning it is your opportunity to win an old-time radio T-shirt by prevailing in our Name That Sound contest. And the rules are very simple. We'll give you about 24, 25 minutes to identify our mystery sound, get it right, and you have a shot at winning an old-time radio T-shirt. The phone number to call in with your answer is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email your answer to us at oldtimeradio@wpr.org. And Jackie, are you ready with tonight's mystery sound?
I am.
Okay, coming to you live from our studio. All right, that's probably enough for some identification out there. And again, the phone number to call in with your guess is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email your answer to us at oldtimeradio@wpr.org. You got another one of those?
I might.
All right, let's see what we can do. Oh, a little different every time. That's what happens when it's live. Okay, see what you can make of that. You might win an old-time radio T-shirt. We'll find out at about 8:25 who our winner is. First, we take off into space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, from back in the era when spacemen were, well, pretty straightforward about things and life was pretty simple, even getting into space. Tonight is part one of two, and we'll have both parts, of Escort of Death. It comes to us from April 29th, 1952.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rock it into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. The big, sprawling administration building at Luna Base is the nerve center of one of the busiest ports in the entire solar system. For here, great spaceships from Earth and the far-flung planets of the system are constantly arriving and departing. And here, in the anteroom of the commanding officer's headquarters, cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning sit, nervously awaiting a summons into the inner office.
Tom, I wonder how much longer we'll have to wait.
Now watch it, Roger. Here's the CO.
Cadets Corbett and Manning?
Yes, sir.
Here, sir. Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm Captain Willett. Step into the office, please.
Come on, Roger.
I've got a feeling this detail's going to be a real dog.
Cadets, I'd like you to meet Miss Sally Wood.
Hello.
How do you do, Miss Wood?
Great galaxy.
I beg your pardon.
A space doll covered with stardust.
What?
You'll have to excuse Cadet Manning, ma'am. A beautiful girl always sends him into a spin.
Oh, why, thank you.
Manning, Corbett. If I can have your attention for just a moment.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir.
Miss Wood is the daughter of Harvey Wood. You probably recognize the name.
You mean the famous spaceship designer, sir?
Well, you've heard of Dad.
Oh, who hasn't? He's designed some of the best spaceships in the Solar Alliance.
Well, Miss Wood is on her way back to Earth, to Polar City. She has a large sum of money aboard her space yacht, the Cosmia, and she has requested a Solar Guard detail to protect her.
Captain Willett told me you cadets were detached from your ship temporarily.
That's right, Miss Wood.
Well, then, if you have no other plan.
This detail is purely voluntary on your part, boys.
You mean you're asking us if we want to escort Miss Wood, sir?
And that's about the size of it, Manning. What do you say?
I say, how soon can we raise ship, sir?
Sir?
Say, that's a beautiful bracelet you're wearing, Sally. Not a present from an admirer, I hope.
Well, in a way, yes, Roger. My father gave it to me.
Well, your father? Oh, you had me worried for a minute.
This is a mighty nice ship, Miss Wood.
Oh, thanks, Tom. You can't imagine how relieved I feel to have you two aboard. I just can't thank you enough.
The only thing I'm sorry about, Sally, is that you're only going to Polar City. Why couldn't you be on your way to Titan, or maybe out to Pluto?
Pluto? That's so far away.
Yeah, I know.
Does Roger always act this way, Tom?
Oh, don't pay any attention to him. He's just a wolf in a spacesuit.
Hey, look, Tom, why don't you go up forward and guard something? Anything.
The way I see it, Miss Wood needs a guard right now.
Say, Sally, Captain Willett said something about you having a lot of money aboard. Is that the only reason you wanted us to come along?
Well, we are carrying over 1,000,000 credits, and I'm not sure I can trust every member of the crew.
Oh, don't you worry your beautiful head about the crew. Tom and I will take care of everything.
You don't have long to worry anyhow. We're already starting to decelerate. We're getting close to Earth.
Yes, I can feel it. Funny, it never affected me quite this way before. I feel just a little dizzy.
Yeah, so do I, come to think of it.
No girl ever made me feel like this before.
Say, my head's really beginning to spin.
Do you suppose something could have happened to the oxygen supply?
Roger, we better check the gauges.
I can't, Tom. I can't seem to move.
Neither can I, Roger.
Tom, get up. Don't black out now. Tom, you've got to...
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by. Blast off power. That's what you get in Kellogg Pep. Get blast off power. Start your day with hearty Kellogg Pep. Pep gives you the kind of hard-hitting food energy you need to rocket off into a busy day. It's the cereal the cadets at Space Academy call for when there's action ahead. And Pep supplies you with essential vitamins, too. You get vitamin B1 and a whole day's supply of vitamin D in every serving. No wonder spacemen head for the breakfast table and pour out a big helping of Pep every morning. It's Kellogg's Pep for blast-off power. And say, just wait till you taste that keen whole wheat and malt flavor. You'll be reaching for second helpings every time. Kellogg's Pep with milk and sugar is a great way to start the day. When you fill up a bowl full and dig in, you want to travel at full space speed right through to the last bite. Astro, Roger, Tom, and all the cadets say the same thing. For swell eating and blast-off food power, it's Kellogg's Pep. So start your day the spaceman's way. Ask Mom to get the cereal that gives you more builder-upper food values than any other wheat flake. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. Volunteering to serve as an escort for Miss Sally Wood, the pretty daughter of Harvey Wood, a noted spaceship designer, Tom and Roger blasted toward Earth in the space yacht Cosmia, carrying over 1,000,000 credits. Nearing Earth, however, the two cadets and Sally suddenly began to feel dizzy, and one after the other collapsed to the deck, unconscious. Now, several hours later, Tom slowly begins to waken. He looks around, groggily, then sits bolt upright. Seeing Roger lying next to him, he begins to shake his friend violently.
Come on, Roger. Snap out of it.
Oh, my head.
Wake up, will you?
Huh? Hey, where are we, Tom?
I don't know. I just came to myself.
Say, we're not on the ship anymore. We're in a room. Looks like a hotel room.
Well, there's a window. I'll have a look.
Well?
Roger, we're in Polar City.
How in blazes did we get here? And say, where's Sally?
I don't know. I don't remember a thing after we started to decelerate, except we all started to get dizzy.
Wait a minute. There's a facsimile paper over there in that teleceiver. Maybe we can find out what day it is, at least.
Good idea.
Great jumping Jupiter.
What is it, Tom?
Oh, listen to this bulletin.
Space yacht Cosmia, out of the lunar base, crashed near here this morning.
Crashed?
Yeah. A according to Polar City Spaceport Traffic Control, Acosmia reported that it was entering atmosphere and preparing for a routine landing. The space yacht failed to report again, and nothing was heard until an hour later, when the wreckage was found on the outskirts of Polar City. Investigators found all controls on automatic. Several crew members have already been identified. Still unaccounted for are Miss Sally Wood and cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning.
Wait, Tom. Another bulletin's coming through on the teleceiver.
Yeah, maybe more about the crack-up. Read it.
Special extra. Space cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning were reported seen in Polar City a short time after the crash of the space yacht Cosmia. The authorities believe that the space yacht may have been crashed deliberately to cover the theft of 1 million credits the ship was carrying. All law enforcement agencies are alerted to apprehend these fugitives at all costs.
But that's crazy. They've blown their jets.
They sure have. We can prove we didn't have anything to do with that crash.
Well, where's the audio phone? We've got to call the Solar Guard headquarters. Hey.
What's the matter, Tom? What are you staring at?
Roger, look over there in that corner.
Huh? By all the moons of Jupiter.
They're stolen credits. They've been planted right here in this room.
It's not all here, Tom. Only a few thousand credits.
It's enough to pin the robbery on us, Roger. This money in our possession is just as good as a conviction.
I know. We're not only thieves, but murderers. We're in one sweet jam.
We must have been gassed on board the Cosmia. Then somebody brought us to this hotel and left the credits here to make us look guilty.
Hey, you're not saying that Sally framed us.
Well, somebody did.
No, I can't believe it was Sally. If she wasn't killed in the crash, she can clear us.
She can? Well, look at this. I found it on the floor under one of the suitcases with the money in it.
Why, it's a bracelet.
Uh-huh, the one Sally was wearing on board the Cosmia.
And she was here in this room.
Let's face the facts, Roger. That girl framed us and then tipped off the authorities.
Well, why, Tom? It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, never mind that now. We've got to get out of here.
Yeah, and then what? We can't turn ourselves into the Solar Guard until we found Sally. She's the only one who can clear us.
Well, if you've got any bright ideas, spill them.
All I know is if we walk out of this hotel in our space cadet uniforms, the first officer we meet would either arrest us or shoot us on sight.
Well, it's a cinch we can't walk out of here in our underwear.
Well, looks like it's either the frying pan or the fire. So come on, let's try the fire.
Right. Take a look first, Roger. Make sure the hall is clear.
Don't worry.
Well?
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, get back, quick.
What's the matter? The police?
No, a break finally.
What are you talking about?
Look what's coming down the hall. The hotel valet, and he's pulling a rack of clothes with him.
Jumping Jupiter.
There are at least four suits hanging on it. What color do you prefer, Tom?
Oh, I don't care. I'd wear orange with purple stripes to get out of this.
You'll be wearing stripes if we don't get out of this, Buster. Quiet now. He's going to pass right outside the door.
How are you going to work this?
I have long arms, pal. Just watch.
Did you get them?
Take a look, Junior. We're a couple of civilians again.
Great. Now, come on. Let's get out of this hotel.
Well, we made it.
Yeah. I think we're safe now, Roger. We can relax for a minute.
Well, where can we go, though? They'll be looking for us all over the city.
We've got to take time out and make some plans.
Tom, I hate to bring this up right now, but I'm so blasted hungry I can't think straight.
Yeah, me too. Well, come on. There's not a restaurant on the corner. Let's go in and eat.
I guess we'll be as safe in there as any place else.
Hey, wait a minute. I just remembered. We haven't any money.
No? What do you call this?
Hey, where did you get all those credits?
I picked up a handful when we left the hotel room. Did you think we could run all over Polar City with our pockets empty?
But those credits don't belong to us.
So we borrowed them. We'll make it up from our pay if we ever get reinstated.
Well, that's a big if. But I guess we haven't any choice.
Now you're talking. Come on, let's put on the feed bag. That's what I call a real dinner.
Yeah. How about dessert, Roger?
Match. Let's see. What's Venusian's surprise, I wonder?
Try it. Press the button.
Okay. Well, how do you like that? Rice pudding. Some surprise.
Stop kicking and dig in. We've got to get rolling.
Yeah, where?
I don't know, but we've got to figure out some way to pull ourselves out of this mess. We can't duck the Solar Guard forever.
If we could only get hold of Captain Strong, he'd believe our story.
He couldn't do much for us unless we can find out how we were framed and why.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen.
Huh? What do you want?
I'm the manager of this restaurant.
Yes?
Are these your credits, gentlemen?
Well, let's see. Why, yes, we dropped those in the slot when we ordered dinner number four.
I see. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Excuse me.
Say, what was that all about?
Roger, we've been space-happy idiots.
Huh?
The credits. The manager must have had a list of the serial numbers. In the automatic credit register, weeded ours out.
Uh-oh, let's get out of here fast.
There they are, officer. Table 8.
Come on, Roger. He's brought the Solar Guard.
Don't let them get away.
We're cut off from the front, Tom.
Through this back door. Hurry. This street's clear, Roger.
Thank Jupiter. I was about ready to give up.
Well, this settles it. We've got to get out of Polar City.
Good idea, but how?
We'll work our way over to the spaceport. Maybe we can stow away on a southbound jet.
Okay, Tom, it's worth a try. If we stay here, we'll get the works. There goes a jet, Tom. I sure wish we were on it.
So do I. We've got to watch our step, though. If a guard spots us before we can get aboard one of them, we're lost.
There's a ship taxiing down this way now. Maybe that's our answer.
Well, I don't know. It's a small private job. I'd rather take a chance on a big passenger liner.
Personally, I'll settle for anything at this point.
Well, okay. It's moving to the takeoff line. Now watch for a chance.
Tom, look who's sitting next to the pilot of that ship.
Great galaxy. Am I seeing things?
It's Sally Wood.
There's our answer, Roger. She framed us.
Then she's going to do an about face and clear us. Come on, let's get on that ship before it takes off. Never mind. Too late to catch her now. There she goes.
Yeah, and there goes our only chance to clear ourselves.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by. Spaceman, Kellogg's Pep, the cereal that brings you these exciting Space Cadet adventures, now gives you a chance to collect detailed picture cutouts of your favorite Space Cadets. Right now at your grocery store, each and every regular size package of Kellogg's Pep has a special Space Cadet picture cutout right on the back of the package. All you have to do is cut it out and set it up in your own Space Cadet setting. You can get a picture of Astro or Tom Corbett, Roger Manning in a spacesuit, Dr. Joan Dale in the official Space Academy dress uniform. You want to get all four Space Cadet picture cutouts, and it's easy to do. Nothing to mail, no box tops to send in. Your picture comes right on the back of every regular size package of Kellogg's Pep. And that's not all. Right inside that package of Kellogg's Pep, you're going to find the best-tasting wheat cereal you ever rustled into your cereal bowl. Just heat those golden flakes up high. Cover them over with milk and sugar. Man, when you taste a spoonful of that delicious whole wheat and malt flavor, you call for second helpings right on the spot. So don't forget, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep as soon as you can. For a swell build-up cereal with Space Cadet picture cutouts on the back of every package, it's Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. Accused of stealing 1 million credits and hunted by the Solar Guard, Tom and Roger reach the Polar City spaceport, only to see Sally Wood take off in a small jet ship for parts unknown. With Sally goes all their hope of being cleared of larceny and murder.
Well, she's gone, Tom, and we're sunk.
Blasted, I'd give anything to catch up with that girl.
No chance of that now.
Hey, there is, Roger.
What are you pointing at?
Look, there in the next hangar.
A Solar Guard jet.
The fastest ship in the air. We could overhaul Sally's jet even with the start she's got.
Steady your gyros, Tom. We can't steal a Solar Guard jet. They'd shoot us down before we got to the takeoff line.
Why? We know the recognition signals. And there's no one guarding the ship right now.
Say, we might get away with it at that.
We've got to. Pile aboard, Roger. We've lost too much time already.
Can't you get any more speed out of this crate, Tom?
She's wide open, Roger. Did you track them on the radar yet?
We're picking up something. Yeah, it's coming in clear now. It's Sally's ship, all right.
What's the range?
About 15 miles.
Now we'll catch them, then. Better check the forward guns.
Where were we when you took the last bearing?
Over Central America. I figure they must be heading for somewhere in the vicinity of Amazon City.
Hey, Tom, we're overtaking them fast.
Right. Stand by. I can see them up ahead.
I'm all set.
We've got the altitude on them. I'll come in on a glide. We'll be on them before they even know we're here.
All right, but level off when we get close range to 1,000 yards. I want to put a blast in their left wing jet. That should force them to land.
Okay, you say when. We're in the glide now.
We're closing in fast. Watch it now. They're veering to the left.
I see them. Are you ready to fire?
Another 100 yards. I don't want to miss. Steady now. Okay, level off.
Right. Let them have it.
How's that for shooting?
Bullseye! They're losing altitude.
Look, they're going to set down that clearing up ahead.
Yeah, I'm with them.
There they go. They're landing.
Hang on, pal. We're going in ourselves. And let's hope there's room for both of us in that little clearing.
Nice landing, Tom. Now, let's mail them.
Look, Roger. Those two men from Sally's jets. They're escaping into the jungle.
Never mind them. Sally's the one we're after.
Ah, she must still be in the ship. Come on. Okay, Miss Wood. Come out of there.
Tom, Roger. Back here in the cargo compartment.
There she is, Roger.
Hey, she's all tied up.
I'm so glad you found me. I hoped and prayed you'd realize what happened when I left my bracelet in your room.
We realized what happened. You tried to frame it.
No, never. I wanted you to know I was still alive, that I hadn't been killed in the crash.
What? Boy, when you make up stories, they're pips.
You've got to believe me. Those two men, they kidnapped me. They were holding me as a hostage. And they tried to pin it on you. That's why they left money behind.
Yeah, and why would they be holding you as a hostage? Hostage for what?
My father. He's just completed the plans for a new long-range interstellar rocket ship. They want the plans. Please, if you'll just take these ropes off, I'll tell you the whole story.
Go ahead, Roger. This is beginning to make sense now.
Okay. Hold still, Sally.
Thank you.
But keep talking. Start from the beginning.
Well, there isn't much to tell. I didn't ask for an escort just for the money. That wasn't important.
1,000,000 credits?
The plans I carried were worth 100 times as much, Roger. As a matter of fact, those two men left the money behind. See it there in the back of the compartment.
Hey, what do you know? We're rich again.
But what about the plans?
They have them.
Well, why would you be carrying important plans?
My father knew these men were after them. He hoped to throw them off the track by having me take them to Earth.
And those two space crawlers found out.
Yes, somehow. They drugged our food on the Cosmia, landed the ship, took us off, then set the automatic controls for blastoff again. Of course it crashed.
Then they took us to the hotel to frame us.
That's right. I came to while we were there. That's when I left the bracelet. I heard them talking by audio tele with their leader, a man named Wayne Anders. He has a huge estate not far from Amazon City. That's where they were taking me.
Why? If they got the plans, they didn't...
Anders wanted to hold me to force my father to give him more information.
Well, what about us, Sally? We're still wanted for murder, you know.
Well, I'll go back to Polar City with you right now. Please don't worry. When I tell my story, you'll be completely clear.
Say, Roger, I've been thinking. If we take off for Polar City now, we'll be giving those men the time they need to get away with those plans.
Yeah, and since we're already down here...
Oh, boys, if we could only get those papers back.
You can count on us, Sally.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Just in case anything should happen to us, don't you think you'd better get in touch with your commanding officer at Space Academy and tell him everything?
She's right, Roger. Let's get back to our jet and pipe this information through to Captain Strong.
Okay, we'll send it in code, just to make sure Anders and his men don't tumble to our plan.
Good idea. As long as we're still considered fugitives, we can move in as undercover agents.
Fine. Now, Sally, where did we leave off?
What?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was just starting to tell you about what a sweet little doll you are. Your hair is like moonlight. Your eyes are like stars.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Thursday, when Tom and Roger begin a search for a murderer, but find themselves hopelessly trapped in the jungle, in part two of The Escort of Death. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal.
Spaceman, this is Tom Corbett. We can help the thousands of families who lost their homes during the Midwest floods by giving to the Red Cross. Please give what you and your parents can to the Red Cross.
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Jan Merlin, Rosemary Rice, and Frank Butler. Today's program was written by Gilbert Braun and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program came from New York. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Well, that was part one of two of Escort of Danger, Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, the escort of death, in fact. And it came to us from April 29th, 1952. And in just a moment, we'll be getting to the second and concluding episode of Escort of Death. But, of course, we'll have the results of our Name That Sound contest right after this, as old-time radio drama continues here on the Ideas Network of WPR.